You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, I have been waiting for this day for a few months now. Now, months ago, a very, very young Kansas City Chiefs fan named Holden Armenta went to a game in Las Vegas. He was dressed in Native American attire in the color of the Kansas City Chiefs. He painted his face black on one side and red on the other. Now, Walt Deadspin and the woke author, or journalist, I should actually say, Karen J. Phillips, decided to run a hit piece on this young kid and smear him as a racist. It was one of the most despicable acts I've seen. The article was trashing this young man. And out of the blue, Karen J. Phillips wrote that he found a way to hate black people and Native Americans at the same time. And everybody was speculating, what if this kid is actually Native American? Come to find out, Holden Armenta is a Native American. His grandfather is actually a chief of a tribe. Deadspin went into full panic mode eventually because we knew that the heat was coming. It was only going to be a matter of time before the Armenta family decided to sue. And Deadspin, they panicked. They panicked. They actually changed the article. They took the face of the kid out. They made some adjustments to it, but the damage had already been done. They had smeared this kid as a racist. Everybody knows the kid's face. Everybody knows his name. And Deadspin, they just smeared him. They smeared him. Well, today is a day of reckoning, guys, because Deadspin has now been sued by the Armentas. So let's talk about it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday. We appreciate the support. Click that join button, guys. So here we go. Outkick right here. Family of kid accused of blackface sues Deadspin. It is now official. Yes. And I hope that they're suing Deadspin for so much money that Deadspin has to shut down. Or at least, you know, the Armenta family can actually own Deadspin. Yeah, they deserve this, man. Karen J. Phillips, by the way, look at this. This man panicked so much that he actually protected his post on X months ago. And guess what? He is still protecting his posts on X. This man knows he's in trouble, but at this point, there's nothing he can do. He can't hide what he's already done. So, right here it says, last November, Deadspin posted an article falsely framing a 9-year-old Kansas City Chiefs fan for wearing blackface during an NFL game. The author, Karen J. Phillips, showed only the side of the kid's face painted black, not the full image showing he was wearing black and red face paint in support of the Chiefs. And right here, this is what they put out by Karen J. Phillips. The NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface native headdress. Yeah, this backfired, man. This article backfired big time because eventually they ended up changing the title and the picture. Amazing. Now, this is what Holden Armenta was actually wearing right there. Wasn't blackface. It was just face paint. We've seen that at many, many NFL games. Fans do it all the time. Fans paint their faces in the colors of their favorite team. If you go to Dallas, fans will actually paint their face blue and silver. They'll do that. Nothing wrong with this kid actually wearing this Native American headdress. Now, I partially blame the Chiefs for all his backlash and the wokes, because if you actually go to Arrowhead Stadium, you're not allowed to wear Native American headdresses over there, even though your name is the Chiefs. Yeah, I think it's only a matter of time, guys, for the Chiefs actually bend the knee to the mob. But anyway, secondly, the piece claimed the fan, quote, hates black people and the Native Americans at the same time. On Monday, the parents of the child, Raul and Shannon Armenta, filed a lawsuit against Deadspin and parent company Go Media for maliciously and wantonly attacking their son. The family confirmed their legal action to OutKick. The complaint reads as follows, quote, by selectively capturing from the CBS broadcast an image of H.A. Holden Armenta, showing only the one side of his face with the black paint on it, an effort that took laser-focused precision to accomplish, given how quickly the boy appeared on screen, Phillips and Deadspin deliberately omitted the half of Holden Armenta's face with red paint on it. Holden Armenta did not wear a costume headdress because he was, quote, taught hate at home. He wore it because he loves the Kansas City Chiefs football team and because he loves his Native American heritage. I bet you Karen J. Phillips didn't know that. The lawsuit states the accusations cause enormous damage to the Armenta family, as detailed below. Now, some of these words I can't even say, but this is what the Armenta said they had to deal with because of the damage done by Deadspin and Karen J. Phillips. Quote, death threats. I'm going to kill Holden Armenta with a wood chipper. This is a 9-year-old kid. And insults. Calling Holden Armenta a... Yeah, you see those words right there, man. Mother effer. The N-word. Wow. It goes on. It says they have made Raul a pariah at work, forcing the family to consider moving out of the state. And they have branded a 9-year-old child with false allegations that will live forever online. Holden Armenta has already suffered significantly. His test scores and grades have dropped in school, and he has shown emotional damage from the onslaught of negative attention, close quote. I can't imagine, man, being a 9-year-old kid and being framed by the media as a racist with no evidence whatsoever that the kid was actually racist. I really do feel for that kid, man. I really do. The family blames a race-drenched political agenda for the article's publication, adding that Deadspin and Phillips knew the boy did not wear blackface, but decided to write an article viciously race-baiting their son to generate clicks. Yeah, they are right about that. And you know what? I really do hope that they get sued to oblivion. They should really try to sue for like the biggest number possible. You know, I want it to be so big, man, that Deadspin will have to shut down. They are a garbage tier website. They're not respectable whatsoever, especially, you know, when you go after children. This is a child dressing up like a Native American. Many kids have done that. Nothing racist about that. He wanted to honor his heritage and you attacked him. How shameful, man. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.